This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. As the day went on yesterday and more Juan Soto reports were out there about how he's unhappy and he's glum, as Michael Kay said, and Bob Clappage put out all this stuff. I was hoping Juan Soto would come out last night and hit three home runs. I was hoping he'd be sprinting around the bases or hit a ball in the gap and get a triple, show everybody that there is nothing to worry about and this is a silly conversation. Well, the opposite happened. The Mets lost. The team couldn't hit with runners in scoring position again, and we have another Juan Soto didn't bust it out of the box because he thought he hit a home run. He did not hit a home run, and then he was standing there on first base. Stole second, which I guess is a little bit of a consolation prize, but man, Carlos Mendoza said after the game, we got to talk to him about hustle. If the manager is saying it, that means it's a real problem, and there are people in the Mets organization that are telling Bob Clappish, Michael Kay, and others that this is going on. So don't get on the people that are reporting it. Get on the people in the Mets organization that are telling them that, because I trust that those guys are delivering the right message. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. We wake up May 20th and the Phillies are in first place.
Yep.
All right, but that doesn't really mean much. I mean, we got a long way to go. There's a lot of things that are going to happen. I'm not going to overreact to all this stuff, but I'm not going to get on Michael Kay or Bob Clappish. They're just reporting what people are telling them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do a good job. They're around the teams. We're not around the teams. I can only make my observations from, you know, being away from the team, reading all the things that people are writing, watching his body language, watch how he is playing, talking about his contract. And by the way, I did not bring up the private jet thing. You know, Carl Ravitch brought up the private jet thing, and we were discussing the fact that, you know, and that had all been reported. So Carl wasn't getting inside information or anything. It already had been reported as part of the perks that the Mets gave Juan Soto to get him over there and get him away from the Yankees. Hey, look, I would go to the Mets, too, if they paid me $765 million, gave me a private jet for my family, and gave me a suite and then four seats behind home plate. Hell yeah, I would go there. I mean, like, you'd be an idiot not to go there. But the problem is that, you know, when you're loafing out of the box and you're doing all this stuff, I guess you're forgetting how much money that they're paying you and what that looks like to the fan base, especially if you are not really performing to the expectations of what we all have for you. Now, look, I still think that he's got so much time to get this thing right, and he will get it right eventually. He's too good of a hitter not to get it right, that he is going through what I would call right now probably a little bit of adversity, and he's going to have to deal with it. He's going to have to, and this, by the way, welcome to the Mets. Welcome to New York, you know, where you are not insulated, especially when you make the amount of money that you're making. I've said repeatedly on this show that I would have never paid him this much money. I know that the Yankees didn't want to pay him and give him all the perks that the Mets ended up giving him. So I think it's crazy, because I don't believe that a player, unless your name is Shohei Ohtani, is worth this kind of money. But that's you know, his right to go make it, and I'm glad he did, and good for him, because he's doing what he should be doing for the rest of his players, and that's raising the bar for everybody else, which he obviously has done here. But you know, the laziness out of the box, the thinking that there are home runs or base hits, and he's sitting there admiring these shots, you know, that's not going to play well with the fan base, especially with the amount of money and all the perks that he's getting.
Yeah, and speaking of the perks with the private jet, yes, he flies with the team, but he does get that perk for his family when they want to attend road games. So that, I mean, that is a thing. So
now is this all outside the luxury tax? I mean, like, or did the Mets have to pay luxury tax on that too? And do they get hotel rooms and do they get car services?
Yeah, I don't think that's part of it.
Do they get security? I mean, like, I see where it, you know, the entire family's got security now. I mean, you would think they signed Jesus Christ here.
Yeah, well, he's not playing like it.
Well, I mean, but it's amazing to me, and honestly, I wanted him 4 years ago. I said that 1,000 times, and Jerry Recco basically was bouncing around the studio talking about how much I love Juan Soto, and I do. Mm. But, I mean, you know, I want to see a performance that is commensurate with the amount of money, the amount of perks and everything else that he is receiving. Now, I want to give him time, and I don't want to really jump down his throat too much, but the fact of the matter is the Met fan, and plus it's all being amplified, too, by the disdain from the Yankee fans, and because they just came through the Subway Series, which was a nightmare for him.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten on some of the, you know, the baseball insiders during free agency times where nothing's going on and they have to come up with stories and they put things out there and we have fun with, like, the maybe or could be's and all that stuff that happens. But when someone's reporting during the season and someone who's been around the game as long as Bob Clappage has been around the game, I mean, my goodness, he has covered baseball for decades. He's written books. Somebody that he trusts in the Mets organization told Bob Clappage that management is concerned about his happiness level. That clearly happened. There's no way that he's putting that out there without getting it from a legitimate source. Now, that doesn't mean that he's unhappy, but that means that someone in the organization at a high level is concerned about his happiness. That is weird. That is a strange thing. You get this massive contract. You get everything you want for your family. I mean, okay, you're not hitting it the way that everybody expected early on, but he's been through slumps before. The team is still playing relatively well. They've been in first place for most of the year except for right now. What's going on where he would be unhappy in the clubhouse?
I have no
idea. He's moping around to the point that there's people in the organization that are worried about that? That, to me, is the most concerning thing.
I mean, remember the day he signed the contract? He looked like he was happy as hell.
He was in a hot tub and doing that whole thing.
Right,
his
exactly.
His brother was popping his champagne and everything else.
Right, and the other part of this is that pretty much as soon as the Yankees traded for him, it was like everybody knew that he was going to end up with the Mets.
Well, that was the talk, is that, it was rent in the Bronx, buy in Queens. That was the line. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, unfortunately, like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, you know, for him, the Subway Series was just a reminder of not hitting behind Aaron Judge and watching his replacements, four players, in fact, you know, have huge impacts on the three games and the two games that the Yankees beat them up. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a mental hurdle that he's going through right now. And everybody on the Yankee side is going to amplify it. Understandable. And the only way that he's going to shut everybody up is to go on a tear and to hustle and to make plays and to run out, out of the batter's box and don't take anything for granted and just don't pull a Gleyber Torres, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and this is twice, and then CBS Sports Network is showing it right now. I mean, he thinks it's a home run. It's not. He ends up staring at it, admiring it, and then ending up on first base. And when you come off of the series that you had and the out that you made the previous day against the Yankees, I mean, people are going to talk about this. So, of course, they ask him about that after the game. He says, if you watched, I hustled the whole time. Carlos Mendoza, when asked about it, said, yeah, it's something we need to address with him, because clearly you do.
I mean, so if he said, I hustled the whole time, and then Carlos Mendoza says, we need to talk to him, there's something amiss there.
Well, of course.
I'm not happy about this. I want him to do well. I want them to do well. I'm rooting for them. I'm a Met fan.
Well, that's why I wanted him to go off last night. I really wanted the conversation to be this morning, and I was rooting hard for him and everyone he's had pats. I did not want the conversation to be this morning, where more ammo was given to the Juan Soto haters. But there, as you mentioned, there's still so much time for him to have a spectacular season, for the Mets to accomplish the goals that they set out at the beginning of the season. But right now, yes, this is Just like last year, where things got off to a really bad start, there were some real issues there.
How about Frank? How about Francisco Lindor the second half of last year?
Was unbelievable.
We're not even remotely close to that yet.
Right. Vaulted himself into the conversation for the MVP. He was awesome. I'm not going to... you can't in a baseball season, you know, make these determinations early, but there's no doubt that right now something is... Askew.
I don't know what it is, man. Just get it going and get over with it. I mean, the fact of the matter is they're dumping millions into your bank account every single couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So just, I mean, your family's taken care of. They're flying on private jets. They got security around them. It's insane.
I mean, he really is unhappy or moping around or melancholy in the clubhouse. I mean, that's insane. I mean, that really is insane. You got every... Now, I know you're not hitting the way you want to, Juan. And you'll get there. And maybe, you know, you put the nose to the grindstone, you get out there, you start whacking the ball around again. But if you're really... And I know that money doesn't cure all ills, but my goodness, can your life be any better than it is right now?
It doesn't... Well, yeah, I mean...
You could be hitting a little better. That's it.
His professional life is great.
Yeah.
And should be great. Gets treated like gold. You can't ask for any more than that. It's just amazing to me that all of this is out there right now. And again, I'm not going to sit here and doubt Michael Kay. I'm not going to doubt Bob Clappish, as you pointed out. Like, what does Bob Clappish gain from making something up?
Well, I mean, at this point in his career, he doesn't need to do that. He's not someone who's trying to make a name for himself or throwing stuff against the wall to get clicks and taking, you know, risks. He's talked to people. He's got sources throughout baseball. Now, whether or not you want to believe the people that are in the Mets organization that are concerned or think that their concerns are valid or not, that's a different conversation. But I believe that there are people in that organization that are concerned about his, like, the way he looks, and his demeanor is different. I mean, so we could have, if he wasn't on the Yankees last year, we could have had the conversation where we didn't watch him for 162. We didn't see him really. We only saw him for a couple series, Washington, San Diego, highlights, whatever. But we saw him as a Yankee for many, many games. And there's no doubt that early on, because let's just talk about early on, in April and May, that Juan Soto as a Yankee had a lot more energy throughout the game than he does in a Mets uniform. That is a fact.
He also had more success.
Right. So those things go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand. By the way, you know, up through 2025, through this year, he'll have made $205 million. And he's got 14 years left. The guy's going to make close to $1 billion playing baseball if you throw in all the perks. And I'm assuming the perks go for 15 years.
I would assume so.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't even know how much money that would add up to. You know, the four tickets behind home plate, the suite, the private jet, the security service.
Well, the suite's got to be close to $1 million a year.
So this goes to show you that it's not just about baseball. I you know, the business around Citi Field is huge. And he is the linchpin to the success of Steve Cohen being able to develop and bring in a casino around Citi Field. He is the linchpin for that.
Mm-hmm.
He is to get political will on his side, to get the fan base on his side, to make sure that the team is winning, to make sure that Citi Field is a destination point. And he's spending the money to do that. And I respect that as a fan. And I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to win a World Series first. But secondly, and maybe even more importantly, it's the development rights around Citi Field and the downstate casino license. Let's face it, that is a huge part of all this.
Yeah, I mean, he's losing money every year on the Mets. If he gets everything he wants with this Metropolitan Park, he's not going to be losing any money anymore.
Well, he doesn't invest in things to lose money. I mean, you know, let's face it, whether it be SAC or .72 asset management, whatever it is, he's made money every which way, and he will continue to make money, and good for him. But I, you know, this story around Juan Soto and the amount of money and the perks and to get him there, there's another aspect to it, and it is a big business aspect to it for Steve Cohen. So, I mean, for us as Met fans, we want to see World Series. We want to see hustle. We want to see a guy that is living up to his paycheck and his perks. That's what we want to see. And thus far, it's been mediocre. Let's say it's not been bad. It's just been mediocre. He's had moments, They just haven't been consistent moments. And I would also say when he's not having consistent moments, and then you throw into that, you know, Pete Alonso now all of a sudden falling off the face of the earth, and Francisco Lindor, you know, and Vientos and so on and so forth, the last three or four games have not been great in terms of offensive output.
Yeah, we're going to have to stop this Pete Alonso slide sometime soon, because it is now, I mean, as Keith Hernandez said last night, it's this whole defense thing and throwing the ball is totally in his head. I mean, he has got the yips now with throwing a baseball.
Well, all right, so what? Yeah, I know. Well, we talked about that yesterday, and then you see him throw the ball to Kodai Senga last night, and they're all laughing and high-fiving and everything like it's some sort of joke. And I get it. You know, let's cut the tension and all that other stuff, and let's make it a little bit fun, and let's. I mean, this is like insane.
That's pathetic. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's pathetic. I mean, and that is, yeah, this is clearly a mental issue. As we've talked about before, I've been through these things, not at a professional level, making a ton of money, but I know what it's like to not have any confidence in doing something physically on a field or a course.
Yes.
So I understand that, but he's got to get that thing figured out and figured out quick.
And you know how I spend a lot of the day surveying sports around and what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you're a surveyor.
Yeah, yeah. And this is one of the things that's just driving me crazy, this whole Pete Alonso thing at first base now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, and, like I said, he makes a play and they enjoy the play, and they high five after they make the play at first base. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that one later on.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's insane. But I will say, taking the survey of sports, I'm a little ticked off this morning when I came in this morning.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about,
is there something you want to save?
I think we'll save it. Because it does involve the Knicks.
Okay, so let's save it.
And then. I am annoyed. Completely annoyed again. I have been annoyed since these playoffs have started.
Okay.
But my annoyance level has gone from 3 to now like a full-on, full-blown 10.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear that a little bit later in the show. Also excited to hear Jerry Recco's first update, which is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco here to give us the Mets and everything else in sports from last night. What's up, Jerry?
All right, well, good morning to you. Well, as we wake up on this Tuesday, the Mets are now a second-place team, as they did lose and the Phillies did win. So we will get to the sounds from last night. We'll take you to Fenway Park. We can talk about Juan Soto in just a moment, but part of this Red Sox win, you had the Alex Bregman ground out that scored a run, the RBI single by Trevor Story, and then the Red Sox going up 3-0.
Senga's 2-2. Duran rips one past Alonso into right field down the line. There goes Narvaez around second, heading for third. He'll take the turn toward home. Soto's throw is cut off by McNeil. It's on its way home, but it's not in time. Narvaez scores from first. Duran with his league-leading sixth triple.
And that one drove in a run to make it 3-0. That was Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio. 3-1 would be the final score, as the Mets did next to nothing offensively in this game. Justin Wilson earned the win in relief. Here was Kodai Senga. So he took the loss, did go six innings, but not great early. He wound up allowing the three runs on five hits and three walks.
Yeah, the first couple innings with the wind and just the environment in general, I was having a hard time executing my pitches, but I wanted to go out there, stay in the game, and make it a winnable game, and I was able to stay out there for a good amount.
That was through a translator. So the environment, meaning Fenway, boy, I don't know what he means by
that. The wind and everything, all that. I don't know what he means either, but I do appreciate the fact that he did stay in there.
He
fought through it. He didn't give up.
And he wanted, if you saw when he was coming off the mound in the fifth, he was going the one more.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, the Mets had eight hits last night. They can't put them together.
Agreed. And the one I thought
they haven't been putting them together.
Was it Tyrone Taylor when they had first and third with Alvarez on third base?
Yep.
And he looked at strike three, which was borderline, but did look at strike three.
And Alvarez was in the mix last night. I really thought he was going to come through in the ninth there, but because he looked like he was locked in, but didn't happen.
Nope. Here was Carlos Mendoza, the old RISP game. The Mets not doing much with runners in scoring position.
A couple opportunities there with first and second, less than two outs, and we couldn't come through. At times, feel like taking really good pitches to hit, being passive, and then at times chasing. So we got to start executing.
Okay, and then, of course, they're not executing, and you see CBS Sports Network showing these double play balls, the Soto one and the Nimmo one, and then you've got the whole thing with the single off the green monster to left field with Soto. This was Carlos Mendoza on Soto posing.
He thought he had it, but with the win and all that. And in this ballpark or, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So, we'll discuss that.
Okay.
Thank you, Carlos Mendoza, for saying that.
Exactly.
No question. By the way, this whole thing with the private jet, did you see Jeff Passan's tweet?
What did he say now?
That said he flies on the team. There is no private jet.
No. Time out. So what we were talking about this yesterday, and what I was saying is that it was reported by Carl Ravitch on the game that part of the part of the contract is that there is a private jet for his family.
Okay.
And
I thought I was listening to not you guys, but I thought that
and people took it, and I don't know if I said that he was on the plane, but I don't know. I don't think he is, but I would say that the private jet is there for his family at their beck and call, I guess.
Right, but I guess Men Passon's point was he's with the team; he's not doing anything on his own.
He is with the team, but the family can fly to the away cities if they want to on a private jet.
Got it.
That is part of the perk package.
As many as they want to, or?
Yes. As far as we're concerned, anytime they want to.
Yeah. Well, here was Soto.
That means if they want to go, let's say the Mets are on a nine-game road trip. Let's say they're going to Chicago, San Francisco, and let's say the LA Angels.
Fly.
Home.
Yeah.
Private.
Al, the way it was told to us yesterday, is that fair to say? We're not speaking out of turn with that they can fly whenever they want privately as part of the perks.
Yeah, when they want to fly to an away game, they work it out with the Mets and get it done.
Yeah, so there you go. So whatever scenario you want to paint.
So it's just his family, not like anybody else's.
Not as far as I know. That seems to be a
specific. Just want to make sure we get specifically, it's just his family, not anybody else on the team's family.
Maybe Ryan Stanek.
Unless maybe they want to get a big enough plane, and then Juan wants to invite somebody else's family members. Right? Really doesn't matter who's on the plane.
I don't know all the details. I just what the Mets.
Just want to make sure that we're right, because you know if we're wrong, they'll tell us we're wrong.
Right, but they didn't give me the whole contract. They just said
that he flies on, with the team. Like, he's not pulling an A-Rod where Correct. He stays in a different hotel, or does he?
That I didn't ask.
Answers, Al. Answers. Come on now.
See what I did. What I did here. Maybe people didn't pick up on this, but it was masterful, because all of these questions were going to come right to me. And I didn't have the answers. So I made you go to him. So he had to deal with this questioning.
But he said,
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, but he sent us a text because he got contacted by the Mets yesterday saying that we were inaccurate about what we said. And I want to make sure that we're accurate.
Correct.
So now you can call them back today and say, okay, so how many private jets can they take and how many games can they go to? Like, that's all. Like, let's just be accurate. Since we're discussing this, we might as well be accurate as best we can.
Okay.
Al. Oh, man. All right, so here is the post game with Soto and the reporter about not running hard out the box.
The last couple of nights, you've had a couple of plays where you were slow getting out of the box. Is that something you have to be more aware of?
No. I think being wholesome and very hard. If you see it today, you could tell.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would also say that, welcome to the Mets. Welcome to, if you're not performing, people are going to get on your ass. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I mean, he never really had a long stretch last year with the Yankees where he was slumping. He did deal with a little bit of an injury and then was out for a bit, and then it took him maybe a few games to get back to himself, but he didn't deal with this at all last year. Like, there was never a point where people were hammering him for his performance when he was a Yankee, so this is his first real experience.
Now, again, I think some of this is amplified by the Yankee fans in our life.
Well, yeah.
We see what we see. I mean, you can't not see it.
Right. It's also the fact that it's $50, $60 million a year, and he's batting $250.
Yeah, he got a $75 million signing bonus this year.
And we're 8 weeks in. Here he is. He was asked if the team is pressing with runners in scoring position. This is Soto.
I don't think so. I think it's the same thing. Sometimes you got to give credit to the pitchers that they've been doing a really good job painting the strike zone and executing their pitches.
I guess. Mets have lost 4 of 5. You got Clay Holmes making the start tonight. I mentioned the fact that they are behind the Phillies now in the NL East as Philadelphia went to that really tough place to play in Colorado last night.
In many respects. 3-2 is blasted way, way back to right field. And that hits off the third deck. A titanic blast from Kyle Schwarber. My goodness, there's number 16 on the season. And that is a way to hit number 300.
Yes, and it came in a 9-3 win. The Phillies now 29-18, beating the 8-39 Rockies, 9-3, half-game lead atop the NL East. The Dodgers lost to the Diamondbacks 9-5, notable because it is the first four-game home losing streak for L.A., in 7 years.
Yeah, they got $400 million invested in that squad.
I know. It's still very impressive, though, as we talked about.
By the way, how about the Braves? The Braves are over 500 now.
Yeah. Well, they've been back and forth 500 the last week or so. But, yes, they have gotten themselves right back in the mix, as they say. So, 5 games out. Tonight, the Yankees face the Rangers. Will Warren opposes Patrick Corbin. If you are interested in these types of things, I know the weather's brutal. But DeGrom is scheduled to start tomorrow, if you should care. First game tonight on the Fan at 6:25. All right, to the basketball. Western Conference Finals begin tonight in Oklahoma City with the Thunder and the T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards asked about the experience of getting to this point last season, and now here we are again.
There's no benefits of going through it last year, just trying to be more prepared this year and not come out sluggish in game one with all this time that we have.
And then, of course, on the other side, you've got Chet Holmgren, who is from Minneapolis, playing against his hometown team.
Anytime I go home and play, it's great to be able to play in front of friends, family, old coaches, old teammates. I never take it for granted, and it's definitely kind of full circle.
It should be a fun series for sure, you would think, with these two teams and a lot of ties to New York from Minnesota. And, of course, the Knicks will be playing game one against the Pacers Wednesday night.
What about Hartenstein?
Yeah, sure, him too. Game one, Eastern Conference Finals.
I mean,
tomorrow
yeah,
night
him
at the Garden.
Too. Like he's just an afterthought.
I wasn't naming everybody, but just, yeah, sure.
There's a New York tie. There's three players that had significant impacts on the Knicks' success over the last 3 years, and they're all playing in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mention everybody. I just said there's a lot of ties to New York. That's all.
Any,
what about Dante DiVincenzo?
What about
Julius Randle?
Yeah, I said three.
Yeah, but you didn't mention their names.
Okay.
Because I didn't mention names either. And then you're like, what about Hartenstein? I just said there were ties.
Are there any ex-Nets out there?
Do the Nets even play in the league anymore?
Mikal Bridges?
No, I'm just talking about out in the West.
Oh, out in the West?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Here's Jalen Brunson. Beating Boston was nice, but we are only halfway there.
For us, we know there's a long way to go. And so we don't really look at it as an accomplishment. It's just the next step. We're grateful. We're thankful. But we know there's a long way to go.
And here is Josh Hart. Last year, we know that Indiana beat them in the playoffs. He says we are much different from that series a year ago.
After the team didn't play last year, they were hurt. Jew, Dante, they're not here anymore. Zay's not here anymore. You got Cat, Kel, OG was hurt. You know, it's a totally different team, totally different situation, totally different round of the playoffs.
Now, in Indiana, Tyrese Halliburton met the media. He was asked how this Knicks team differs from a season ago.
I mean, they play really hard. They got a lot of different guys. Obviously, they added Cat this year. I'm excited to compete against those guys. We played against them last year. This is obviously a storied rivalry between two franchises.
And, of course, games one and two. What's the matter? Is that not funny?
No. Nothing. Eddie was gone yesterday. We're just catching up.
Games one and two at Madison Square Garden. Here is Halliburton talking about playing there and getting back to New York.
Yeah, man, I look forward to playing in that building, and I look forward to the crowd environment. You know, it's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that my dad won't be able to go. So, I look forward to the environment.
So there's the confirmation.
Yeah, there's a guy that's aware of what's going
on. Yeah, very much so. And he is aware because you had this video circulating everywhere. This is the Indiana fan in New York getting garbage thrown on him by the Garden. Every time the crowd reacts, it's a big, giant bag of garbage being thrown.
Yeah,
that's
really nice.
That's pathetic. So now this guy is Hans Perez. He's a New York City firefighter. How he's a Pacers fan, I don't know. It doesn't really matter at this point. But this video went viral, as they say. So when Halliburton was on McAfee, they had this guy, or at least, let me rephrase that. This guy was on McAfee, and then Halliburton pops in, and then this is long, but this is what they do for him.
I want to personally bring you and a plus one out here to come to game four here in Indiana. I'll bring you guys out here, put you guys up, get you guys seats to the game. The Pacers, everybody in our organization wants to make sure you're taken care of. All the team's excited to meet you. It's all we've been talking about. Everybody's seen the video.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's great. It's kind of like what we do at Zoo.
Yeah, well, yes, except no one was hurling garbage at him.
Well, listen,
but you
did
set him up in Atlanta.
Zoo, he's going to get after your ass.
Where he got thrown out of a suite.
Yeah, he did. An owner's suite.
Yes.
Yeah, because of his big old hairy shoulders.
And Jimmy Gertz might have thrown something at him if there was a trash bag available.
Yeah, for sure.
But she didn't, we don't believe. So that'll be for game four that they're doing that for him.
Good, he can watch the Knicks clinch on the road.
If they win in four, yeah. That's you see Tommy handing out the L's yesterday.
Yeah, for because he picked Knicks in six. He did.
Good for Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy took over that show yesterday, by the way.
Apparently so.
Well, yes, he did.
Just yesterday.
Good for him. Dudes, dogs, and damage. He did his own damage yesterday. That generational talent he is.
This is why I'm the future.
Yeah. Mm.
The 49ers gave Fred Warner a three-year extension for $63 million. You've got the Eagles agreeing to a multi-year extension with head coach Nick Sirianni.
Yep.
You've got more meetings starting where they're going to talk about the tush push starting. Yes.
Yeah, so they're going to talk about the tush push. They're also going to talk about possible reseeding in the playoffs. That's exactly what Roger Goodell wants. He doesn't want to have happened what happened last year with Minnesota having to go on the road to play a division winner.
Good.
And he also wants to make sure that weeks 15, 16, and 17, teams are playing for something as opposed to resting starters going into the playoffs. So hopefully that will happen. I hope that happens.
And finally, tonight in Raleigh, you got Game 1, NHL's Eastern Conference Finals between the Hurricanes and the Panthers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network coming up right at 7 o'clock. Boomer's frustration level has gone from a 3 to a 10 on something Knicks related. I don't know what it is. I'm excited to find out, even though we don't love a frustrated Boomer, but he needs to get it out. This is where he's going to do it.
You could say cranky if you'd like.
Oh, old cranky Boomer.
Yeah, you could say that if you'd
right,
like.
Right, the crankiest old man in the room, as some schmuck said the other day. And a thing that I would have never known if someone didn't send to me.
Yes.
Let's go to Case in High Point. Wants to talk about Juan Soto. What's going on, Case?
Good morning, guys. Boom, I know it pays the bills, but that green tea sleigh is up there with wild blueberry. Oh, my gosh. The Soto observation, I asked Al, what would you do if you had $1 billion and, like Soto, not work? I also think part of the Soto saga is half of New York doesn't like him, right? Like, Yankee fan doesn't like him. He's not the Strawberry Gooden Granderson where you played for both teams. You're beloved by the city. So half the city doesn't love this guy. And can you rule out an injury, right? Not getting out of the box last night. Is that you don't see the Soto shuffle? It's like, is the lower half labrum? Is there a nagging injury that we may see here in a couple weeks and he goes on the DL to try to recoup?
Yeah, I don't think so, Case, because the two instances that he didn't bust it out of the box, I thought that Sunday he thought he had a base hit and he was wrong. And last night he thought he had a home run, he was wrong.
So, and plus he stole second base, so
exactly.
He's not hurt.
Yeah, so I think he was totally fine. Was he talking about a green tea thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there some sort of live read or something, or some read we got going? I'm not sure.
But we listen to all the commercials.
So. Well, is it Phil Simms doing a green tea thing?
Oh, the Bigelow. The Bigelow green tea.
He had been a spokesperson for Bigelow.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Is he mad at us?
I don't know.
Is he mad about the pudgy thing?
No, I think we're past that.
Okay, just make it sure. I don't know. He can hold a grudge.
So you had him in here with the pudgy thing.
What do you mean? I didn't have him in here with the pudgy
thing. He was in here as a guest.
Yeah, I remember, but this is the way that it went. So we were talking off the air about a couple of things.
He mentioned Jackson Dart Pudgy.
Right.
Then we came in, and I said, I'm not going to say it. And you're like, I'll say it. I don't care. He said he was Pudgy. And then in the course of me ripping Jackson Dart, Pudgy came up, and now I'm the person who is calling him Pudgy. When I was the third person on the Pudgy bandwagon, I just happened to be the loudest on the Pudgy bandwagon.
All right. This may have something to do with the Abdul Carter number thing. I don't know.
Oh, he's mad at us for that.
You know, it's how, you know, his wife and his daughter stepped up because they're the only ones that have stones in that family.
Shut right. your ass up.
Yeah. He did that whole playing both sides deal.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. How about
even Chris did it, too.
Yeah, I know. Chris Sims, I know. Yeah, my mom and sister, they nixed the whole thing. But
true Chris Sims!
But my dad, he'd be fine with it.
Yeah, and Abdul Carter got the right number, 51.
There you go.
Half of Lawrence Taylor and half of Phil Sims. There you go.
Perfect. You can't get mad at that, can you? Hey, speaking of football, I just saw Adam Schefter put out that the NFL is going to allow their players to play flag football in the 2028 Olympics.
That's going to be interesting. Like, who's going to play?
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, and I know it's a long way away, but it just was tweeted about. But, man, if we don't win the gold medal in flag football, that's going to be the most embarrassing thing in American sport that's happened in a very long time.
Yeah, it'd be like the NBA players losing a gold medal.
Yes, it would. Just 17 minutes ago.
Remember that slop that we threw over there? And then all of a sudden we had to, re-energize what was going on, and we had to bring in Coach K.
That's right.
Who else did we bring? We brought in,
Coach K was the big one.
He was the big one. No, there was another one.
Rudy Tomjanovich back in the day. Didn't he coach that team many years ago?
No.
The
old coach from the Pistons.
Larry Brown?
No.
What the hell?
The Bad Boys.
Oh, Chuck Daly.
Yeah, Chuck Daly was involved.
Well, that was a long, long time ago. Wasn't that like the Dream Team? Wasn't Chuck Daly the coach of the Dream Team?
Yeah, but didn't they have to bring them all back because like the Marbury and the Francises of the world and the Allen Iversons of the world screwed the whole thing up?
Yeah, I don't remember that specific. You're probably right about it. I just don't remember. I remember them bringing in Coach K.
And, I got to think of the executive, the old Arizona Diamondback executive, who was the guy who took over USA Basketball.
Jerry Colangelo.
Yes. Bang. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They told the players, look, enough of this. We're going there to win.
Yeah.
You're either coming there and putting the effort in to win, or you're going there to party. And if you're going there to party, you're not coming.
All right. Who do you guys think you are? Juan Soto? A vote to allow NFL players to participate in flag football for the first time during the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles is expected to pass at today's league meeting in Minneapolis. Nothing is official yet, but as one source said about today's vote, Olympics should be easy. That's Adam Schefter. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. Like, who
be interesting.
Like, does Patrick Mahomes play? Like,
no, he wouldn't be a guy that you'd play.
I mean, to throw the ball? I mean, what do you mean? Of course.
I don't know. Depending on what the rules are and how they are, I mean, like, it's one thing to stand in there and...
Jaden Daniels,
Lamar Jackson. I mean, somebody you want, somebody that's really quick and fast and able to maneuver.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a completely different game. It's one thing standing in the pocket and, taking hits or not taking hits or standing in there and not worrying about getting hit. This is a totally different type of game.
Right. Right, no, I understand, but that's I'm going to be into that. How many years now?
I mean, I got to believe Brock Bowers, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase.
We're going to whoop on everybody, aren't we?
You would like
We're
to think
kill
so.
Kill everybody in fantasy football, but yeah, there'll be some votes as you talked about with Jerry's update, the reseeding in the postseason.
How about Kyler Murray?
Oh, he'd be good too. I mean, it's 3 years from now, so we'll see.
Yeah,
got to remember, might be some more mileage on those knees of his. And also the tush push thing, which will hopefully there's finally a resolution to this.
Well, at the end of the day, stop it. I'm like, this is Green Bay is basically now reformulating their question about the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
When they first did it, it was just specifically about the tush push. Now they're questioning whether or not you should be allowed to push or pull any player. Because back in 2005, up until 2005. In the league, you weren't allowed to push a player or pull a player forward. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That was against the rules. And then they changed the rules where that was allowed. And then, of course, Philadelphia said, hey, well, if we could do that, then let's do it this way.
That's right. And they have done it. Now, everybody else has tried it. And they don't do it as well.
Yeah, I don't think that this thing's going to be voted down. I mean, I know what Green Bay's trying to do here, but and they're claiming player safety. I guess there's some validity to that, but come on, man. This is football. I mean, how many more things are we going to take out of the game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.